Blog Talk Radio.
Appropriate time. I must say that I absolutely absolutely, and I mean this with all sincerity, I absolutely love Mondays, and I love Mondays because it gives me an opportunity to come and add value to your life through Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam. On today's installment, we are looking at how to stay productive during difficult times, and this is part two. We started part one on last week. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment, a brief moment, to invite someone to share in today's show with you. Allow those social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, go old school, send a fax, send an email. Woo! Bottom line, you get the point. Do whatever it is that you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We want you to know that we extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. Well, if you don't already have your pens, notepads, tablets, desktops, laptops, your phones with your notes, whatever you need, you want to grab it so that you can capture the richness of what will be shared on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We are in our Shape Up series, and it is time to shape up and win. And, you know, as we continue to navigate through this crisis and this difficulty known as the pandemic of the COVID-19 or coronavirus, you know, it's not easy navigating through difficulty. But the one thing that I want us all to stay mindful of is that a crisis is not uncommon. Yes, absolutely. What we're dealing with today, a lot of it is unprecedented. But a crisis in general, it's not uncommon. Actually, crises are fairly common. And so I want you to know, if you have missed our last installment, we had a four-session series on Navigating Through Difficulty, March the 23rd through April the 13th, I highly encourage you to visit our on-demand library, again, at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. And the reason why I'm encouraging you to go to our on-demand library and visit Navigating Through Difficulty, because if you're really struggling at this time, there are some key elements that were shared that I know will truly enrich and add value to your life in this season, and not only for this time of crisis and difficulty, but whenever you're facing a difficult situation, you will have some tools in your toolbox to pull from and to begin to implement those things so that you can move and navigate through the difficulty at greater ease. And so I want you to know on today's installment, we are looking at how to stay productive during difficult times. How to stay productive during difficult times. Now, last week, we introduced you to part one, and I'm giving you an acronym for productive, for how to stay productive during difficult times. And our P from last week, just to give you a quick summary overview so we can bring you up to speed as we get into part two of how to stay productive during difficult times here on Motivational Monday with Coach Adams. You know, one of the things that I want to share with you before I get into the content is that it genuinely is my heart that not only during this difficult time, but always, that Coach Adams and the resources that we have available through WIN International, that when you come to a WIN shop, Motivational Mondays, join a mastermind, one-on-one coaching, whatever the services are that you take advantage of, that you definitely are getting without question. Oftentimes that feeling that, wow, I have and sense hope because I desire to be a beacon of light and hope in your life, a source of empowerment and encouragement. And so I want you to know that that is all of what we bring you, the content. It's for that express purpose, so that you will be more equipped to fulfill your assignment, whatever that may be, whatever that looks like, wherever you are on the journey. And so how to stay productive during difficult times? You know, when you're faced with a crisis, so often we battle distractions. Our minds are all over the place because of the intensity of the circumstances, of the difficulty, the crisis, the challenge, whatever it is that we're facing. It becomes all-consuming if we allow it to, and we don't know how to lift ourselves out of the heat of the intensity of the circumstances. You know, I think in one of the sessions I had just read a book called The Coffee Bean, and I just want to give you this to process around because this is a part of what we're talking about indirectly. Reading this book was a confirmation, and it's a quick, easy read. But when you're in that pressure point of life, and of course, that boiling point of life, because we are talking about difficulties, crisis, we're talking about navigating through effectively, we're talking about challenges and all of those various things that are not usually easy for us to deal with and face with, but yet they're common. And so I want you to evaluate where you are. And I want to ask you this question to process. Are you a carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean? And you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, where in the world are you going with this? If you're listening in and you're part of my current mastermind, you've heard me give this reference. If you're in a pot of boiling water, when that water boils, how does the carrot, egg, and the coffee bean respond? They each respond differently. And this is going to bring us to how to stay productive during difficult times, because we need to understand, how do I respond when I'm in the boiling pot of life and the heat is turned up and the water starts to boil? How do I respond? Well, you see, the carrot becomes weak. It weakens. It starts to wilt. That's what happens with the carrot when it's in hot water, boiling water. The egg becomes hard, becomes hardened, becomes hard. Hear that. The egg becomes hard. The carrot becomes weak, weakened. So now let's evaluate the coffee bean, because you don't want to become weak when you're placed in the boiling pot of life and the pot is turned up and the boil starts to happen and the simmer is, the heat is on, you want to become weak. You don't want to weaken. But many will come out weaker than when they started. And that's the reality. If you don't identify how you respond and where you are in this difficulty, others will come out hard like the egg. They're going to come out bitter. They're not coming out better. They're going to come out angry and just, you know, because of it, please hear Coach Adams' heart. I'm not minimizing the extent of what we are going through. And notice I said what we are going through, because at this time, it does not matter the color of your skin. It does not matter your weight. It does not matter if you are male or female or other. It does not matter how tall you are, how short you are. It does not matter how old you are, how young you are. It doesn't matter your financial status, your name, your influence. Right now, none of that matters. We are all dealing with this pandemic at different levels. And I want you to know that I'm not minimizing the reality of the effects of this current crisis. But it is important to know, when I am in the boiling pot of life, how do I respond? You need to know that. Because how you respond when you're in a crisis, a challenge, facing difficulty, will determine how well you will do when it comes to birthing out and living your vision, working that. We said this is about working your vision. Even in the midst of a crisis, in the midst of difficulty, you have to have vision. You have to have vision beyond the circumstance, because this is the thing. Guess what? This too shall pass. Yes, it is. We're going to close out this season, and the question will be, where will you be in position when everything comes to a close? When it's all said and done and we move to the next phase? Because we will. We will. It's difficult right now. It definitely is. But we are going to get on the other side, because this too shall pass. Trouble does not last always. It doesn't. It doesn't last always. And so that's why it's important for you to understand, because when you're dealing with the boiling points of life, how do we respond? You don't want to be the carrot. You don't want to weaken. You don't want to be the hard-boiled egg. You don't want to be the egg that becomes hardened. But what you do want to be is the coffee bean. And I love a good cup of coffee. I can appreciate a good cup of coffee. French Market is one of my favorites with condensed milk, but I digress. But the coffee bean, when it's in boiling water, after a period of time, it changes the atmosphere. It changes the atmosphere, and it makes you a delicious cup of coffee. It doesn't weaken. It doesn't become hard. It changes the atmosphere. And all of that to set us up with where we're going today. You have a beautiful opportunity right now, right where you are, to change the atmosphere. If you decide in your mind that against all odds, I'm going to stay productive during this season, this may be the very season when you complete the book that you've been writing and you didn't have time to do. I was having a coaching session with an associate, and they were sharing with me that they were so excited they finished the screenplay that they had been working on and hadn't had time to finish it in this season. In 6 weeks, they accomplished that. So that when everybody gets back to work and business as usual, they have a project to pitch. Maybe it's starting your business when this is all said and done. Maybe right now it's about outlining the business plan. What does that look like? Thinking outside of the box. Preparing, getting into position. And so last week, as we move into part two of how to stay productive during difficult times, part one, I gave you the start of the acronym for productive. The P was pivot. I'm not going to give you all the details around each. I'm going to tell you what they are. You're going to have to listen to the on-demand library so that you can get the fullness around each of these. But I want to bring you up to speed before we go into part two. And so P is for pivot. R is raise your awareness and stay conscious. O is organize. D is do what's essential. U is understand triggers. Again, the P is pivot. R is raise your awareness and stay conscious. O is organize. D, do what's essential. U, understand triggers. Now, today we're going to give you the balance of our acronym on how to stay productive during difficult times. And, you know, for those of you who are regular listeners to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, you know Coach Adams loves a good acronym. And I feel like it's such a great connecting point when you can see a specific word, like in this case, productive, and some key points around that specific word. And so as we move into this second portion of how to stay productive during difficult times in part two, the C is center. Stay anchored in your values and or faith. Center. Center yourself and stay anchored in your values and or your faith and value. I am a woman of faith, so faith is extremely important to me. But if you're not faith-based, let's bring it to value. So don't throw out everything, but adjust and make it so that it applies to you, because we have to have a strong anchor and stay centered in that anchor. For me, it's not only faith. My faith shapes my values, but for you, it may just be values minus faith. If that's the case, no condemnation. We're on different journeys, and that's okay. We can still share and grow and be empowered together. So when we're talking about center, this is your very core. This is your very foundation. You know, an architect, when they're building a new building, they establish that foundation, and that foundation, which, of course, we're talking faith and values, that foundation determines how much pressure, how great a stress can they put on this foundation. And depending on how high they're planning to build that building, the architect has to determine, okay, if we're going up four levels, it's a different foundational base than if we're going up 10 levels, 20 levels. And so it's important to understand that the foundation is key. The foundation determines our capacity, our stress capacity. And that's why this is so important, that when we're in the boiling pots of life, the boiling points of life, those situations that we're facing, we have to have that strong anchor and foundation in values and faith, because that's going to determine how will I come out of this situation. Again, I remind you of that coffee bean. That coffee bean changes the atmosphere because its foundation is strong as it relates to boiling water. A palm tree is another great example. The roots go extremely deep, and they go out wide. And so when a palm tree is in a climate of a hurricane, it has the capacity to bend. It doesn't break. It bends, and the roots are deep enough that it can withstand. And that's why we're talking about whatever it is that anchors you, you need to stay centered. You need to stay centered, have deep roots in your faith and your values, a strong foundation, so that when the turmoils of life happen, the difficulties of life happen, so now we're in the midst of a boiling point. I like to give the illustration. This is likened to if we were on a plane and there was a loss of cabin pressure, we'd have to put the oxygen mask on. Many of us are having to put the oxygen mask on right now because we are in a crisis. And so the key is that we want to stay centered. That oxygen mask that I'm referring to is I give you different points of view to reference. I gave you the foundation for a building to build. I gave you the illustration of an anchor. A boat is anchored when they have it in the middle of the sea so it doesn't get tossed to and fro. They let the anchor down so that it now has that solid core that's holding it, keeping it in position. The palm tree, again, the roots go extremely deep, and not only deep, they go out wide. So that when the turmoil happens, when the tornadoes and various things happen, it's able to bend and not break. It's able to withstand. It has the capacity to do so. And so when we're talking about our C, which is center, stay anchored in your values and your faith, that's going to keep you right now in the midst of this crisis, in the midst of the difficulty that we're facing, in the midst of the challenges, the C, center. The T, thinking. We must maintain a positive thought process, a positive mental focus, a positive mental attitude. You know, in leading through difficulty, I'm not leading through difficulty, but in navigating, that's a mastermind that I'm doing currently, leading through difficulty, closing out that four-week series with an amazing group of elite leaders. But I was referencing navigating through difficulty. When navigating through difficulty, one of the things that I spoke about is that we cannot entertain negativity. And when I talk about entertaining, you know, I love to cook. It's therapeutic for me. I can get lost in a kitchen creating something, and it could just be just for me or for a group of people or one person or what have you. As many of you that are regular listeners, you know Coach Adams is admittingly a foodie. Yes, I am a foodie. And so I love the dining experience. I love to cook and allow someone or people to sit down and enjoy what I've prepared. But I like to set the atmosphere as well. And I also like to go out and enjoy the environment of a nice restaurant and a yummy meal, and I love the whole process. And so I was sharing that as it relates to what we're talking about, because when you're entertaining, you set a beautiful table, you pull out the nice linens, you probably pull out the nice china, the flatware, silverware, whatever that may be, you get that beautiful center plate, centerpiece or centerpieces, depending on the size of your table and the people you're serving. Speaking of serving, you don't serve the meal in take-home boxes. You may transfer that if you didn't cook and put it in some good, you know, presentable serving dishes so that the presentation is more appealing. So you set an atmosphere when you're entertaining. And so as it relates to our thinking, don't entertain negativity. Don't allow negativity to come and take a seat in your mind and affect your thinking. Don't do it. Don't set that beautiful table and invite negativity in to take a seat and entertain the negativity. So our T for thinking is we must maintain a positive thought process, especially now more than ever. Because of all of what's going on around us, it's difficult. You can't turn on the TV without hearing negativity, because everything is all consuming around the coronavirus. And I get it, COVID-19, I understand. But you don't have to entertain that. You don't have to allow it to consume ability to determine how frequently I will tune in or not, whatever that looks like. Now, please understand, Coach Adams is saying stay informed. We need to stay informed. But you don't have to allow the news to be all consuming, that that's all you're listening to, that's all you're watching. And so now you're struggling with fear, and you don't know why. You have this loss of peace, and you don't know why. You're trying to figure it out. You're dealing with so much anxiety, and you're just, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. It's because of what you are looking at, what you're listening to, where your thoughts have gone. Because each of those images or what you're hearing becomes seed in your soul. And there is great power in words. I wrote a dynamic breakout chapter in a book, The Change, book number 14, The Power of Words. If you're interested in that, let us know and we'll get that out to you. It's a very powerful chapter, powerful breakout chapter on the power of words. Takes you on a masterful journey around words and the significance of words. And right now, the words that we're hearing are so positive. I'm so powerful. And not all of them are positive. And words, because of who is speaking those words and what is being spoken, they carry such weight. And so, if we allow ourselves to go there, we will now be battling thinking like we've never battled it before. We have set the table and we're entertaining negativity. We're like, come on in here, negativity. Come on in. Take a seat. I got a seat right here. Here's your name placard. Sit on down. Get ready to receive your yummy meal. And what happens is that it strips you of power. And you've been trying to figure out, why am I lacking power? Well, because you've been entertaining negativity and you have not been guarding your thoughts. You have not been guarding your thoughts and maintaining a positive, healthy thought point of view. And it's up to us to do that because there's so many forces. There's negative and positive all around us. You know, for those of you who are listening in and the regular listeners, you've heard me say that when 9/11 happened, because of the constant images of the plane hitting the tower, and I was sitting there just all consumed because, like, oh, my gosh, this actually happened here in the United States? What? And so I was, it was all consuming. From the moment it happened until I went to bed, I was watching the news, and I saw that image constantly. I can't even tell you how many times I saw that image. And that was a lesson for me on the power of what I'm giving my focus and my attention to. Because when I laid down that night, that very night, 9/11, closed my eyes, guess what? I didn't have the TV on anymore, but my thoughts were seeing the image because our mind, it's like a TV. It's a screen that's playing images and playing the words and all of that. It begins to replay. And so I closed my eyes, and I was still seeing the plane hitting the tower. And I realized, oh, my gosh, I can't watch this the next day. I have to stay informed. I need to know what's happening. But then I was terrified, and that's exactly what a terrorist attack is all about. It creates this terror in us because of those images, because of the magnitude of what may or may not have just happened, and then the replay of it over and over and over again. And so that's why I'm saying now more than ever, get it. You have to guard your thinking. You have to guard your mind from the stinking thinking. You have to maintain a positive, healthy mindset. You have to. And the way that we do that is through what we're listening to, the words that we're hearing, the images that we're seeing. Because all of that, as I stated, it becomes a little seed, like it's a seed planted in the ground. And then the next word comes and waters it, and it's fear. And the next thing you know, there's more water to that. It is being nurtured, and before you know it, you're afraid to go outside. You're afraid to touch a doorknob. You're afraid to breathe the air. You're afraid to be a doer, say, or move about life. Now, I'm not saying don't walk in wisdom. I'm not saying don't utilize the protective, you know, processes that they're telling us, the mask, washing your hands, or wearing gloves, or both. I'm not, so don't misunderstand what I'm saying, because we can have it out of balance. We can have it out of balance, and I don't want you to miss it. So I want you to understand that when you have it out of balance, fear has taken control. And now that processes through you differently than if you're being cautious and walking in wisdom because of the recommendations. And I trust that you're really getting and seeing what I'm saying. And I want to hear from you very shortly. We're going to open the line, because I would love to know, what are you taking away from what has been shared so far, what you've heard, as we continue in how to stay productive during difficult times too. And our acronym, as we're finishing that out, our C, we said center. Stay anchored in faith and values. Our T is our thinking. Maintain positive thoughts, a healthy mindset. The I, intentionality. Be intentional. We're talking about how do I stay productive. We have to be intentional. Now you more than ever have a plan for your day. If you're going to stay informed, say, okay, I'm going to look at one news program from this time to this time, that's it. And determine, be intentional. How will you navigate through the rest of your day? What does that look like? So that you're staying productively busy in process on purpose with your vision, keeping your dream alive, focusing still on your goals in the midst of getting done whatever it is that you can get done. I understand certain things you can't do right now. I get it. I'm living it through with you. But that doesn't mean just veg out and sit on the couch or sleep all day. Because of where we are, you can still be productive on purpose. But being productive on purpose requires intentionality. You have to be intentional. The law of intention. It's not going to just happen. It's not a haphazard move about the day. It is intentional. Even if it's the structure of, okay, I got to homeschool at this time, I got to fix the meals at this, whatever that may look like, I'm in my home office from this time, I have to take care of this from this time, have structure, allow there to be a process that requires that you are intentional, that there's an intentionality, that there you are deliberately, you know your target, and your trajectory is moving in that direction. Within the capacity of what is allowable at this time. Maybe there are some calls that you've been meaning to make, and you kept saying, oh, I don't have time to try to reach out to these people. Maybe now is the time to dust off those relationships, dust off that list, and start getting on the phone and making calls. As we spoke about earlier, maybe now is the time to write the book, the screenplay, the film, to create and bring that invention forth. Maybe you were thinking, oh, I don't even know where to go with it, and I didn't have time to research it. Let Google be your friend, whatever that looks like. Be intentional. Don't just haphazardly move through your day without intentionality. C still allow there to be the framework of focus, or you'll look up and you'll be like, oh my gosh, has this been 2 months and what have you accomplished? Absolutely nothing, because you lost sight of the importance of maintaining intentionality, being intentional, the law of intentionality. Our V is for, and I'm so excited to invite you in with your comments, questions that you may have around this subject of how to stay productive during difficult times, and hearing your thoughts around what was shared. I have two more that I'm going to give you, and then I'm going to open the lines up, and I trust that you will interact with us. And again, know that this is a safe space, and we truly welcome your engagement with us. It lends to a richer environment. You know, I often say you wouldn't go into a bank and stand in the bank and need to make a withdrawal from the teller and never walk to the teller. The same is true. You come to Motivational Mondays. This time is for you. I honor you for making the investment. Well, your resident coach is in session. Would you be in the bank and not go to the teller? So I would say maximize this time. Ask a question. Engage at a different level than you may have done before. And so our C is center. Stay anchored in values and faith. T, thinking. Maintain positive thoughts. I, intentionality. Be intentional. V is for vision. Stay focused. Because vision gives you clarity. Vision gives you clarity. And so I want you to envision yourself. We're in the midst of the circumstances, but I want to encourage you to lift your head above the crowd of the circumstances and what we're dealing with, so that you can see beyond the moment of the crisis, of the difficulty, of the challenge, and begin to envision beyond this. Where will I be? What does that look like for me on the other side? Because there is another side. Take the time to crystallize your vision. Write it out. Make it plain. Give greater clarity to it so that you can execute and move and do what is the desires of your heart. Now is the time. So maximize this time as it relates to your vision. So V, one, we have to have vision. We can't move about blindfolded without vision. So number one, you've got to have vision. People perish for not having vision. So I want you to know that you've got to start with vision. Wherever you are, start right where you are. Maybe you already have a vision and it is crystallizing it to another level. Maybe it's updating it. In my coaching practice, I had a session with one of my clients and I was telling them, now is the time to update your vision board. Enhance it for other things that you now see. Take the time to bring it to another level. If you don't do vision boards, which I encourage it, but if you don't, at least write down what is your vision. Get clear on that. Take it from your mind and put it on paper, put it on the computer, whatever that looks like. But you have to take it from your mind. You have to capture all of those thoughts and those images, and you have to make it plain so that you can begin to execute on it. So, vision. Stay focused on it. Know your target. Again, we're hearing that it's important to know our target. This is another layer of intentionality from a different point of view. And so we have to know our target. Be clear on our trajectory, as I stated earlier. Our E is eliminate distractions. Eliminate distractions. Completely remove and get rid of distractions. Eliminate them. Eliminate them. You know, in my current mastermind on leading through crisis, one of our participants was sharing that because of what we're talking about in that context, and she realized, I had to eliminate distractions, and then she realized that the TV and the news, all of that, it was a distraction for her. And so she said, I had to eliminate it. I'm staying informed, but I had to eliminate it, had to shut it off. And so I don't know what the distraction is right now for you. But whatever it is, you need to eliminate it. You need to get rid of it. You need to remove it. We're talking about how to stay productive during difficulty, difficult times, and eliminating distractions is so key. Because if I allow myself to continue to be distracted, if I don't keep the main thing, guess what? Again, I'm going to look up because, you know, hey, we've been in this stay at home, it's safer at home, whatever it's called for you. Some people call it being locked up, sequestered, you know, I'm on quarantine. Some people say whatever. For me, I'm in hibernation. I'm in the bear cub. I'm an only child. And so the bear cub hibernation mode is one that the introvert in me kind of whoop, goes into, and it's just a productive time for me. I'm in hibernation mode right now. And so I'm being productive during this time, and I understand the importance of eliminating distractions. I must admit that I would not have been navigating through this difficulty and being able to add value into the lives of others if I did not manage distractions and understand the importance of that. So eliminate distractions. It is amazing how quickly time flies, and I want to give the opportunity to hear from you, our global listening audience. This is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Would love to hear. What are you taking away? What value have you received from what has been shared on how to stay productive during difficult times? Any insight that you have found that has supported you that you would like to share, we welcome that as well. So questions or comments. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. You can't just hit 1 on the keypad of your electronic device. You need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. And we welcome the richness of your engagement and what you might want to share with us. And it looks like we have a caller. And caller, I thank you for your participation. Area code 424. Last 4 digits 429. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment?
Well, hello, Coach Adams. This is Rod Lamar from Promote Yourself in California and all over the world. Thank you very much.
Hi, Rod Lamar. It's great to have you. Thank you for tuning in. I'm excited to hear. What are you taking away or what's your comment?
Well, I'd like to think that I'm a bean, even though I have been other fruits in my past, but I think I'm becoming a bean right now and changing my environment, okay? So I'm still going to continue to be the bean in spite of what's going on because you talk about those doggone distractions. But you know what I thought about, Coach Adams? I was thinking about
Dorothy.
What did
you think about?
I was thinking about Dorothy. I was thinking about Dorothy. The one that had the little dog, right? Dorothy had a little dog. His feet was black as they can be.
Mm-hmm.
And Dorothy she had her mind made up, I'm getting to this place called Ogden. She had these 3 distractions that came up, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. But
yes.
She says, I'm not going to be distracted. She took each one of those distractions and made them work for her. Now, what I wanted to focus on, and for all of us that are listening, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with Corona, right? 5G, And if you're in California, an earthquake, oh my.
Mm-hmm.
But we stick to that vision board, and like you told us, stay with that vision board, update that vision board, and your path should be as clear as the golden or the yellow brick road. Don't be distracted, Coach. Thank you.
Ooh, Rod, I loved that illustration. That was so rich, truly a value add because it's so true. She redefined the distractions of lions and tigers and bears and brought them along with her, shifted, and allowed them to empower her as she empowered them, and they took the journey together. I love it. Thank you so much, sir, for chiming in. You're the best.
Thank you.
So appreciate you. And, you know, you've been so faithful to Motivational Mondays, and I love what you do for others. Is there a way that individuals can get in touch with you? Can you share briefly your services and how
sure.
they can network with you?
Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely. And by the way, what I'm about to share with you, it wouldn't be the same without Coach Adams. I just want you all to know that. But we have a Facebook page that's really picking up a lot of momentum because people are recreating themselves right now, and it's called Promote Yourself and Someone Else. That simple, and we're found on Facebook, and we're just interacting with one another. Promote yourself, your business, or promote somebody else. Very simple. Come and join us. Coach Adams is there. She's been there faithfully every single Monday. And one thing I tell a lot of my new business people that come in, Coach Adams, I always tell them what you do. I say, you guys, you got to be consistent. And you're there faithfully every single Monday. And I have a confession to make to those that are listening. I've been seeing her post for like 2 years straight, you guys, honestly. And people will. I've been doing a lot of different businesses over the years, and people are gonna watch you. They're gonna watch you to see if you're serious. And then once they realize you're serious, they're gonna join you. Thank you, Coach Adam.
Oh, you're so very welcome, and thank you for the great work that you do and the platform that you provide. I appreciate you chiming in, and I look forward to hearing you again in the future. Well, I am so excited about where we have gone in this season with navigating through difficulty, the resources that are available, and that's what I want to share with you as we prepare to close out. If you have a question or comment, we still have time. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, don't be scared. This is a safe environment. And I'm going to ask Rod if you can press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. That would be awesome. And so, again, we have a few moments. But in the meantime, because I did share with you throughout the broadcast a number of tools that are available for you, and I want to make sure you know how you can take advantage of them. I want you to know that I don't want you to lose focus on your goals. And, you know, Rod Lamar brought out a great point that it is about consistency. Even in the midst of a tragedy, even in the midst of a crisis, difficulty, challenges, how are we going to be consistent? You may want to shift that speed for you to consistent. Be consistent. Maybe centered and being anchored in faith and values is not going to work for you. That's a good alternative. Consistency, to be consistent. So don't lose focus on your goals. What does that look like for you? Because, again, this too shall pass. We're going to get on the other side of this storm, and there's going to be a beautiful rainbow that represents a bridge, an arc, from one side to the other. Where will you be in position to move to the other side? Have you stayed focused? Were you consistent in the midst of the storm, or did you lose focus and allow the distraction to get the best of you? And so I want to ask you, and I want to challenge you, what are you doing differently to get greater results in this season of difficulty? What are you doing differently to keep yourself anchored, to maintain your focus in this time of difficulty? What are you doing differently? And I want you to be aware that this may be, and I, of course, believe in it because it's who I am, now is the perfect time for a winning partnership, and one-on-one coaching is a great support and truly makes the difference. And so I wanted you to know that one-on-one coaching is available for you. Maybe you missed my current mastermind on leading through crisis. Well, in May, I'm starting the next mastermind on turning adversity to advantage. It's a private mastermind group, so if you want information around that or any of the tools that Coach Adams and Wynn International have available, I want you to know that this is a great opportunity for you. And here's what one of our current participants had to say after one of our sessions. She said, I feel like I just ate an incredible, delicious meal. Thanks, Coach Adams. And she's a leader fighting to lead through difficulty and getting a great richness from it. So jot down our contact number, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you may shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com if you would like additional information. And I want you to be aware, for those of you that are social media friendly, we do have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum so we can continue the dialogue. Maybe you thought, oh, Coach Adams, I don't want to interact live on the airwaves. I get it. I understand. You want to do it and feel more comfortable in the social media environment. Join our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. All are welcome. We can continue the dialogue. You can ask questions, engage, and interact. Maybe you have a show recommendation, a topic that you would love to see discussed, or a guest that you feel would add value. And I want you to know that we would appreciate those recommendations. As we close out, I'm going to remind you of what did we discuss in our acronym as it relates to how to stay productive when now, during difficult times. So let's go all the way to our P. P, pivot. R, raise your awareness and stay conscious. O, organize. D, do what's essential. U, understand triggers. C, center, stay anchored in values. Or alternative C would be consistency. Be consistent. T, thinking, maintain positive thoughts. I, intentionality, be intentional. Now more than ever, be intentional. V, vision, stay focused on your vision because vision gives us clarity. E, eliminate distractions, or, and I love it, Rod Lamar brought this other side of the coin, with the Wiz and Wizard of Oz and Dorothy, when I think of home, trying to get home, lions and tigers and bears, she redefined the distraction and she influenced them and they became a part of her tribe. So eliminate distractions or redefine your distractions. Do what you need to do so that your distractions are no longer pulling energy from you, but rather giving you power and serving you on your journey. This is Coach Adams. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Continue to assist us with expanding our outreach. If you're interested in personal and professional growth and you want to get support in that, remember one-on-one coaching, group coaching, so many resources available. Just contact our team at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, and or shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. You want to learn more about Coach Adams, discover more, and become a part of my network, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Have a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success and the win. This is Coach Adam signing off for now. I coach and you win. Thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays presented by Inspire Media for you.